Chapels in Germany are closed, but Outcry reopens them. Funds for cargo are needed to get outreach to Haiti, and Weaving helps spread the gospel in northern India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The International Soccer Association, FIFA, closed chapels in two World Cup venues in Germany, only to be forced to reopen them after widespread Christian protest. FIFA cited respect for non-Christian religions as one of the reasons for the closure. Operation Mobilization's Martin Bateman says having chapels in football or soccer stadiums is just German culture.
To close them was almost like over-the-top political correctness from the authorities in football, worrying about what the world would think, but there's been a bit of an outcry about it, and people have been a bit shocked that they could go so far.
OM is helping in World Cup outreach, showing games in churches, one-on-one evangelism, and literature distribution. Bateman says the potential for outreach is incredible.
Nine of the nations that are in the World Cup have less than 1% Christians in their nation, and yet they've sent thousands of supporters to these championships. And so we want to share our faith with people who sometimes in their own country won't hear about Jesus.
Next, it appears the recovery from the May 27th earthquake that rocked Indonesia's central Java province is underway. The disaster killed three Compassion International sponsored families. The homes of 61 Compassion assisted children were completely destroyed. Another 312 homes are unsafe. However, the 11 Compassion projects in the Yogyakarta area are now functioning normally. Pray that through their work they can live out the gospel and eventually share it. You're listening to Mission Network News. About 75% of Haiti's population lives in utter poverty. That means food supplies are hard to come by for a majority of the population. For over two decades, For Haiti with Love has been working to meet both physical and spiritual needs. For Haiti's Eva DeHart says they just got a year's supply of baby formula and food packets, but the problem is getting the food off the docks in Florida.
By the time we pay ground and sea transportation on those, we're usually talking very close to $7,000 or $8,000 in transportation costs to get food in place for distribution.
People respond to the gospel as they see others helping make life better for the poorest of the poor in northern Haiti.
People know that everything that For Haiti with Love does is gifts to them from the Lord to show them that He cares about what happens to them after they die.
Meanwhile, prayer is a powerful tool that God's people can use against the strongholds of the enemy. Men for Missions International's Bill Evans says that's why they send out short-term prayer ministry teams to surround missionaries and national workers with first-hand support.
Certainly you can do that from afar, but we believe that God really gives us a mandate to go and to claim that land in person and to walk the land and to really just give Him the victory. So that's what we like to do on behalf of the missionaries, with the missionaries, so it works out really well in partnership that way.
More than just praying in general, it's about really taking on the enemy. Evan says it's an exciting ministry to be a part of.
What a great opportunity it is for people to see God work on behalf of their prayers. And so we've seen people that have been richly blessed. We've seen people that have wanted to become even more involved with the prayer ministry in that particular country that they visited.
Prayer ministry trips are available on our website. And Farms International reports continued growth from their Nagaland, India projects. The region is a border state and one of the most Christian in India. It's also strategic to reach neighboring areas with the hope of Christ. One of their microcredit recipients has been able to put her weaving skills to work. Since setting up her business, she's been able to hire four others weaving shawls for sale. With the money they earn from their work, she can help support her family, her evangelist husband, and her church. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.